This is The Latest Health, brought to you by the Maria Holder Diabetes Center and the Barbados Diabetes Foundation. In today's program, we speak with Miss Gloria White as she raises awareness on the topic Healthy Feet, Healthy You, Foot Care and Diabetes.
My name is Gloria White. I am a wound care nurse at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. There we treat wounds varying from ulcerations, trauma, and varying other diabetic foot care. We also do nail care. We would also treat persons that had ulcerations or just routine nail care. When you are a person with diabetes, you are at a higher risk for foot problems. That would include nerve damage and peripheral artery disease, or that would be like what we will call poor circulation. Obviously, these things are prevented by having your routine nail care, checking your feet daily, taking your overall precautions like wearing shoes on the inside of your home, wearing appropriate footwear, and always liaison with your healthcare professionals.
I asked her what counts as appropriate footwear. What about, for example, rubber, Crocs-style sandals, and for the ladies, high heels?
Appropriate footwear would be things that have a wide toe box where your toes would not be squished. You would have a heel or a sole of the shoe that is about an inch and a half thick. That way it helps also to prevent you having any punctures or so through the feet. So anything like rubber, Crocs or so would not be appropriate. But obviously we need to minimize your risk. Minimizing your risk is not wearing shoes that will cause you to have injury to your feet.
Nurse Gloria explains what to do if we have problems with our feet, how we can get them inspected and treated, and what to do in between visits.
Well, you should always be in contact with your healthcare professionals. We here at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, you can come in and have routine nail care, and that could be done every 3 months. And that would be a foot screen, that would be your nail clippings, that would be just some general education into the do's and don'ts that you should do daily. In between visits, you can get a file. Now, we recommend an emery board, not a metal file, but emery board, and you can use that to just take down the nails if you think they're being a bit long, if they're growing a bit faster in the 3 month span. You can check your feet daily. So daily inspection, preferably after bath time, because it really should sit and dry, especially between the toes. We would not put any cream between the toes, any creams or lotions between the toes. We tend to keep those areas nice and dry. You can also inspect the feet. Now, if you can, you use the feet and check them to make sure they don't have any punctures. You're checking for blistering, ulcerations, any redness, any swelling. If you're unable to check them yourself, you can have someone do it for you, or you can also use a mirror to check the bottom of the feet. Preferably every day, because prevention is better than cure. So when you do these things daily, you tend to get things before they escalate and get to the point where you need to have interventions done.
She summarizes her message as follows for the listeners.
If you have diabetes, you are at a higher risk for foot problems, including nerve damage and poor circulation in the arteries. These conditions can make even small wounds turn into big problems like ulcerations or infections. The good news is prevention is always better than cure. So get your feet checked today. A simple screening can help prevent serious complications down the line. At the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, we have a dedicated team of podiatrists, doctors, and wound care nurses ready to help you. Foot screening should be part of your regular care.
Give them a call today at 417-0305 or visit their location at Warren's, just behind the Eunice Gibson Polyclinic. Follow them on Instagram today at the Barbados Diabetes Foundation. Thank you so much, Nurse Gloria. This has been The Latest Health, brought to you by the Maria Holder Diabetes Center and the Barbados Diabetes Foundation.